our customers use it to communicate with their friends, families, employees, customers around the world. So they will log into their account on ipipi.com. They will send messages to one or many people, and they can also expect responses to come back to their accounts. So what we decided to do is, to the best of our abilities, to drop any kind of barrier for anybody who wants to text message and communicate with people in Haiti at this time, and you know, essentially allow this service to be used free whenever messages are sent to any of the networks in Haiti.
So, Branko, what do people have to do in order to use it? Do they just go to the IPIPI.com website, or?
That is correct. So what they need to do is go to IPIPI.com website, create an account, and then since, you know, this is our, you know, we've kind of scrambled to make this a free service for that country. They just need to request that they would like to send free messages to Haiti. Our customer support then configures their account. In most cases, it takes, you know, takes 5 minutes to open the account and get it configured, and then they can start sending and receiving text messages. And we've seen, you know, good number of people has already taken advantage of the offer, which we are happy about. We see that messages are going through. Initially, actually, after the first couple of days, what happened is while most of the infrastructure stayed intact, what we've seen, I mean, the cellular infrastructure in Haiti stayed intact. What we've seen is that people's cell phones kind of lost battery juice, so they couldn't communicate because they didn't have batteries. But that seems to have been. It seems like the people in Haiti is extremely. They're versatile. They can come up with very ingenious solutions to get things they need, and they're receiving cell phone calls and text messages.
So from what you're seeing, those messages are now getting through, and
yes,
people are able to reach.
Most of the messages are getting through. I mean, obviously, people still have have issues, and maybe some phones got destroyed, so you can't do much there. But to by and large, people are communicating, which is important.
How long do you think you'll continue this service, Branko?
Well, we initially set out to do it for the rest of this month. I think it will continue. We'll do it as long as needed, just to make sure that families are back, that they know what's happening, and I think in this situation it's really, really important.